You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Many people come to Canada as refugees, escaping atrocities in their home countries. Sometimes the perpetrators of atrocities also come here, even living in the same communities as their victims or victims' families. Accountability Without Borders is a public forum tomorrow that will include members of the local Cambodian community to discuss the possibility of redress for immigrant communities dealing with past atrocities. Barbara Buchanan is a lawyer and educator working on the forum. She's joined me by phone this morning to talk about the issues and the forum. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Now, Accountability Without Borders is both an educational event and a public forum. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, I guess I can only speak for myself, but there's a number of things we're hoping to achieve or that I'm hoping to achieve. We want to provide up-to-date legal educational information to survivors of mass atrocities, whether they be part of the Cambodian community or another survivor community, and also to provide that information to professionals who are providing services to survivors. That's probably the main thrust. Also, to provide an update as to what's actually happening in Cambodia right now on the ground, there's a lot of movement. The Khmer Rouge Tribunal, as it's commonly known, is underway, and trials should be starting soon. There's been a lot of pre-trial skirmishes going on, and people can hear firsthand what's happening.
I understand that one of your speakers will also be talking about the Canada War Crimes Program. Can you tell me about the program and what that speaker is going to discuss?
Oh, yes. That's Kerry Beitner. He has come to Vancouver from Ottawa and has just arrived, and we're really grateful to have him here. He is the director and general counsel of Canada's program on crimes against humanity and war crimes. So the objective of that program is the denial of safe haven in Canada to people that have been involved in war crimes and crimes against humanity or genocide. As you said in your opening, sometimes Canada, not meaning to, but lets into Canada such people who, you know, may have been involved in those kinds of atrocities. And so when Canada finds out that those people are here and there's sufficient evidence, they want to do something about it.
Now, you've got a special focus on the Cambodian community. Can you tell me more about the Vancouver Cambodian community and why their situation is particularly relevant to the issues of redress?
Well, I guess a few reasons. There are quite a number of Cambodians who are here. I understand the number is well over 2,000 and maybe upwards to 2,500 Cambodians. And so it's a large community, one of the larger ones in Canada. And, you know, these atrocities happened, well, the Khmer Rouge were in power between 1975 and 1979. And, you know, here 30 years later, redress hasn't really happened. So I'm feeling like, you know, here is this Cambodian community living here, and this provides a forum for the survivors to talk about, you know, what has happened, to tell their stories, for people to listen, and that's part of healing, and so that they can also learn about Canadian laws. Canadians don't know what the Canadian laws are,
right.
Mostly with regard to redress and what's available here and, you know, internationally.
Now, you mentioned activity that was happening in Cambodia. Are you linking to that, the forum, to that activity, or covering what's going on there?
Well, yes, we are. We're doing both. I mean, one idea, one thrust is to talk about Canada's war crimes program, you know, and things that can happen in Canada around redress. But we also have a speaker, also from the Department of Justice, Marie-Claude Roberge. She is a lawyer in that section of the Department of Justice. and she will be speaking about the Khmer Rouge Tribunal and Canada's rule. Canada puts money into the process, and we have actually a prosecutor at the tribunal from Montreal, Robert Petit. I've seen him in action. I felt like a proud Canadian watching him in court, before the tribunal.
Mm. So as part of that, part of what you're doing there, also trying to connect with the Cambodian community to say that you know, Canadians are attempting to do something about a situation which was a tragedy for them.
Exactly. So that they know that Canada has not forgotten them. That they're very much in the name, in the minds of the war crimes program and other people who, you know, who work with survivors.
What are some of the barriers that people face in terms of redress in Canada when they've experienced trauma? What are some of the barriers that communities face?
Well, fear is certainly a big one. Bringing up all these, you know, these memories again, which I would imagine are always there. I mean, on the one hand, if you speak about them, it can help bring about healing. But on the other hand, it's very, very emotional. Also, you know, for any groups, survivor groups, if there are perpetrators who are also living here, there can be, threats from the alleged perpetrators. It could be threats against individuals. People can be in fear of their lives. Because perpetrators, if they really were responsible for doing some horrible acts, are probably enjoying life in Canada. It's probably a lot more comfortable than going back home, and people don't want to leave. They don't want to be found out and have their citizenship revoked and deported or if the former home country finds out they're here, they might be seeking extradition and so on.
What do you hope people will go away with from the forum? How do you hope they'll benefit?
Well, I hope that they'll feel empowered. Both the survivor group and the people that are trying to help provide services, because people are going to have information to take away. They're going to have contacts. They're going to have actually met people who provide services. So they'll understand, an array of possibilities, both here in Vancouver, within the Canadian War Crimes Program, and also in Cambodia. There'll be a range of things that if they wanted to do something with the information that they have and their history, in terms of making that part of a process, they will have the information to do that.
Well, it's been excellent talking to you this morning, Barbara.
Well, thank you, Lorraine.
And good luck with the forum tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Barbara Buchanan. Barbara Buchanan is a lawyer and educator working on the Accountabilities Without Border Forum, which will happen from 1 to 5 p.m. tomorrow at the Vancouver Holocaust Education Center at 950 West 41st Avenue. And I have a note here that that's the second building east of Oak on 41st.